Hello, everyone. Elaine and I will continue with our news stories on this second part of Chatterbox. A pilot hopes a flight simulator business can get off the ground. A call for action to protect a hidden survivor from Norwich's Victorian era. And plans for a 5G mast near a church are withdrawn.
A former pilot is hoping that the second time's a charm, as he hopes his flight simulator business can get off the ground after announcing its relaunch. John Hoyt, who lives in Brackendale, first set up his flight sim business in 2015, called Sim Fly Norfolk, giving people the experience of flying Second World War planes without ever leaving the ground. However, in 2019, he made the decision to close the business after deciding to focus on his long-term battle over whether the air inside his cabin poisoned him. Now, Mr. Hoyt, who retired from flying in 2005, is bringing back his unique experience to city folk under the new name Simply Fly, operating out of St. Giles House Hotel. To entice people along, sessions from October the 17th to the 23rd will be free. Afterwards, prices will start from £89 per 90 minutes. Mr. Hoyt added, "I'm confident it's going to work this time. Setting up has been challenging, but I'm excited to get up and away."
Well, now here's one way to stand out from the crowd. A construction entrepreneur brought the building site to the red carpet, wowing crowds at a glitzy award ceremony with a dress made entirely from high-vis vests. Kelly Cartwright, who owns specialist construction recruitment firm Core Recruiter, based in Norwich, had the ball gown custom-made for the National Federation of Builders Top 100 Influential Women in Construction Awards, where she was nominated for the Regional Local Hero Award. The eye-catching gown was custom-made by Norwich-based dressmaker Hannah Wild, who used 6 extra-large high-vis vests to construct the piece. Miss Cartwright finished off the ensemble with a pair of steel-capped work boots. The entrepreneur said she decided to commission the gown in support of the PPE That Fits campaign, which is calling on PPE companies to design protective equipment for women's bodies as well as men's. She said she hoped the outfit would inspire women in the industry to feel empowered by their work and not have to change themselves to fit in with traditionally masculine cultures.
It is a remarkable building, which played a vital role in keeping Norwich's water free from sewage and cholera during the Victorian era. But the imposing brick-built Trouse pumping station is now disappearing behind overgrown foliage, with concerns mounting for its future. Civic watchdog the Norwich Society has warned that the building, which can be glimpsed by rail passengers heading in and out of the city, and others in the same complex, are in danger of neglect. The Society has made calls for the pumping station's owner, Andre Surius, to come up with firm plans for its future. In a statement, the Society said, "In its centenary year, the Norwich Society is calling for vital action to save Trouse Pumping Station. We urge the owner to take immediate steps to protect both engine houses from further degradation, to put forward proposals for their reuse, and to agree for this unique site to be included in the East Norwich Master Plan." Mr. Surius, who has plans for more than 600 homes at the May Gurney and Deal ground site, said he had no control over whether the pumping stations were included in the East Norwich Master Plan, a blueprint for development in the area. But Mr. Sirius agreed the pumping stations were remarkable buildings. He said he would welcome any constructive input from the Norwich Society, were they to contact him directly.
If you've noticed an abnormal number of ladybirds in your home, well, you're not alone. Reports of ladybird infestations have increased, and experts explained it's due to hot temperatures disrupting insects' hibernation patterns. Photos shared on social media show homes with dozens of ladybirds crawling up the walls and congregating in corners. Andrew Delbridge, owner of Ace Pest Control in Norwich, said, "At this time of year, insects are looking for somewhere to hibernate. They want to hibernate in semi-cold but not frosty spots in our homes, like around our windows or curtains in rooms that aren't heated or our outhouses and sheds. The insects ordinarily come inside and settle in a cool place for winter, but the hot temperatures have been waking them up and bringing them back out again. Seeing large groups of bugs might make people worry about having a nest in their home, but Mr. Delbridge said this is not the case because they're not associated with a nest. They hibernate as individuals."
Efforts to catch up with the rest of the country's 5G capabilities have hit another snag in Norwich after plans for a mast were withdrawn following strong criticism. The proposals would have seen the 65-foot pole installed on private land just off Hall Road near St Mark's Church in Lakenham. However, after receiving 40 public objections, the application has been withdrawn. "This eyesore is too close to homes and would spoil local views," one person told the City Council. "It will be obstructive, ugly, and incongruous with the surrounding character and appearance of the area. And its associated equipment cabinets would clutter and degrade the look and feel of the area and attract unsightly graffiti." The mast is the latest 5G application to run into problems in the city, with plans for a cornerstone mast at Mousehold Heath thrown out earlier this month over fears that it would block a popular city viewpoint. 5G is the fifth generation of mobile internet, which provides much faster digital download and upload speeds. Concerns over the health impact of masts has been refuted by multiple authorities, including the World Health Organization.
The businesswoman behind a second-hand clothing collective in Norwich said more people than ever are ditching fast fashion in favour of pre-loved clothes. Laura Budd, the owner of the popular shop Norfolk Retro and founder of vintage collective NR Closet, said changing attitudes towards sustainability were fueling a boom in people looking for second-hand items, with young people at the forefront of the shift. And she said that while it used to be the case that people were embarrassed to buy clothes at car boot sales or charity shops, there was now a kudos associated with making more sustainable purchases. She said, "It's definitely a boast now to say you got something second-hand. I think some people could even see buying fast fashion items as a little bit shameful. They're reluctant to admit they've supported a less ethical brand." A recent survey revealed that 13% of shoppers in Norwich had admitted to lying about their clothes being second-hand when they'd actually been purchased new, according to the online retailer Go Thrift. Ms. Budd said she wasn't surprised by the figures, and that shopping for second-hand garments was often more challenging than buying new.